You're listening to SBS News.
About 300 kilometres north of Adelaide, in Kiani country, a community-led initiative is hoping to save the lives and culture of those considered among the most vulnerable to coronavirus. With many Aboriginal people displaced from their communities during the pandemic and unable to return to their homes in remote areas, representatives from the Kakatha, Bangala and Kiani peoples knew they had to act. Camp Waru, or Camp Beautiful as it's referred to by elders in the community, was established to give those isolating a safe remote place to quarantine. Donald McKenzie runs the camp. He says it has been an effective way to keep the community safe during the health crisis.
Well, it all comes back to losing our stories, our people. You know, the young kids, we lose the old people, even middle-aged people, even the younger ones are dying. When you lose that, the kids could grow up with nothing.
The camp was established in May under a local Aboriginal health response plan. More than 250 people have attended. Everyone is offered a cabin with a bed, toiletries, first aid supplies, hand sanitizer and a beanie. There's a mixture of cultural breakfast options too, including kangaroo tails, damper and other traditional stews. All food provided has been donated by the Salvation Army and Adelaide Hospital. Camper Roxanne Laurie says the scheme has been focused on physical and cultural health equally.
And with this virus going around, it does affect you, you know, because being Aboriginal, we're vulnerable and we can, you know, hit us and hit us hard.
David Kelly from the Kakatha Aboriginal Corporation says the quarantine camp is filling gaps in the existing healthcare system.
You can directly see the impact it's having on people. It's been quite shocking in some of the circumstances that I've seen.
There are other benefits too. Camp manager Levine Nagatorkara says it's teaching younger residents how to protect themselves.
To survive this, we're the oldest continued living culture in the world, and we have had pandemics. We've had epidemics come our way, but our people have survived.
Further planning is underway to build a permanent camp to accommodate those in the Port Augusta and Davenport areas. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.